Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about recruiters. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, as a senior developer, what don't you want to hear from a recruiter? Well, I wouldn't call myself a senior, but I suppose that what I don't want to hear from a recruiter is that I'm special. Or that you just happened to find my profile interesting and you have this client that is going to be perfect for me and so forth and so forth. Honestly, I would go and just say I don't want to hear any of the off-the-shelf bullshit that you seem to, like. Either you're too, like, you don't care because it's just a spamming machine, and trust me, we're in, like, in, we are not stupid recruiters. You're hiring the people who built the tool that you use to spam us and to check whether or not we're interested and get the temps, get the heat maps and get all this other stuff that you think is so cool and makes you so productive that you can basically buy from LinkedIn immediately or from some other third-party company. We build these things. You don't. We can spot a spam mail when we see one. Or a campaign or whatever, like, we're not stupid. And so by trying, like, at least I feel that way, when you try so obviously to make it seem personalized so that it will grab my attention, I always get a little bit more offended because you're trying to every single other message I get starts with "Hi Frederick," and I kind of go, "Hi, template name." That's what it actually is. That's what it looks like before it comes to me. I just, FYI, if you didn't know that. And then, "I found your profile really interesting," yada, 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 and so forth and so forth. And I know for a fact that you send out this exact email, roughly, to most likely hundreds, if not thousands of people. I know that because all your competitors have sent me the same mail. I had this social fantasy which I will never have the energy to do, which would be to grab all the messages that sound exactly like the one that you sent me and post it back to you every time you send one as a reply, just for you, so you can get a hint as to just how in the mix you are, how completely blurred out you are by all the other noise. And honestly, that's the thing. Like, don't try to pretend like this is not a complete transaction for you. It's, as for me, like, at least that's how I feel about it. I feel almost insulted when a recruiter treats me as like I'm not smart enough to understand that this is a business arrangement for them. And the same thing, this is the thing that really bothers me with sales in general. Whenever I can't really stand being around some of my sales coworker when they deal with the customer, because I can hear the bullshit coming out of their mouth all the time. And there's a lot of smiling and, like, fake camaraderie and niceties and so forth. And I can just hear the endless stream of subtle manipulation and half-truths and extra bright smiles to get them in the mood and so forth. It's just a big manipulation game. And when you're privy to, like, when you can peek behind the curtain, you can see how, for me, I've asked this question to many of my own sales coworkers and my friends, and I've just asked them, "Dude, you know all these tricks that you're using, right?" And they go, "Yeah, of course." And the people that you're talking about, they have the same sort of background that you do, right? Yeah. So you're basically just sitting there trading manipulation techniques. And some of them go, "Yeah, well, sometimes, yeah, I suppose so." I'm just curious, do you ever fall for your own tricks? Does that happen? And they go, "Yeah, sometimes." And I'm like, for me, it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm too obsessed with people being genuine. Maybe that's my problem. It's actually funny because just the other day I was reading a book about business development, and I think it was a book which followed the company Zappos or something like that. And their great revelation, the big takeaway from that book was that we try to treat our customers well and try to help them solve their problems through our call centers instead of trying to minimize on cost there and just try to go for how fast can we get you through the pipeline. And I went, wait, so your realization as a company and this big revelation that you had that you need to share with all the other soulless business people was that if you're going to deal with customer support, the best thing for getting a quality experience to your customer and having a good customer experience is to focus on the quality of the service and giving them help. Like they even said, like, we're super innovative because what we will do is that if we can't find a piece of clothing or like an item in our stock, we will immediately go and look at a competitor and send them there as well. And I'm like, so you're trying to be actually helpful instead of just pushing your own products or upselling things. It's just beyond me. How could that possibly go over with the consumer? It's beyond me. So what I want you to take away from this is that the thing that I don't want to hear from a recruiter is that I'm special or that you just happen to find my LinkedIn profile by pure chance. I know for a fact that you have tools that track people because I've seen them and you can buy them. Like, pretty much anybody can go in and pay for an account on LinkedIn or similar products. And I know that these emails, like recruiters, we all know we're in on the trick. And if you want a shot in hell at getting at the really good developers, you're gonna have to understand that the timing needs to be right and the relationship needs to be right. Otherwise, we're gonna get to you when we get to you, and I promise you, the wait list is fucking long, really, really long. If you're just spamming people, have a great day.